Thank you for listening to the Real Estate Voice podcast. I'm Vernon R.E. Jones, managing broker, owner of Jones Homes, and we service the 7-county Denver metro area. The U.S. housing market takes a breather, but stays hot. The juggernaut that has become the U.S. housing market finally paused to take a breath last week. But even with buyers and sellers taking a step back temporarily, the industry remained hot. During the week ending November 7th, both buyers and sellers averted their attention from relocations and instead focused on current events. Daniel Hale, Realtor.com chief economist, said between the presidential election on November 3rd and a new wave of COVID-19 cases, buyers and sellers had a lot of reasons to pause last week. Sellers again avoided putting their homes on the market, with the number of new listings last week dropping from an already low point. New listings were down 12% annually during the week ending November 7th, worse than the prior week's decrease of 9%, and a significant fall from the week ending October 24th, when newly listed homes were down just 2% compared to the same time in 2019. A steady supply of new listings is crucial for home sales, and they'll need to make a strong comeback for housing activity to continue. Due in part to the lack of new listings hitting the market, the total number of homes for sale recorded a dip as well, with total inventory across the U.S. now 39% below last year's levels. The speed in which homes are changing hands, as well as listing price changes, held steady last week with no drastic gains, but both metrics continue to signal a tight market. With buyers competing for limited inventory, the homes that are available are selling fast. Last week, the average time a property spent on the market was 13 days faster than a year ago, marking the 7th consecutive week that homes are selling 13 to 14 days faster than they did a year ago. For the 13th week running, listing prices logged double-digit growth, up over 12% over last year. This latest increase is on par with the 12.2% growth that was recorded in October, when the median list price reached $350,000. The question? Are both buyers and sellers willing to jump back into the market after last week's break? Or is this the standard holiday break from Thanksgiving to New Year's? With mortgage rates expected to rise on news of a likely vaccine, buyers may have reason to jump back in and find a home sooner rather than later. But sellers may be more inclined to stay on hold. Thus, even as overall activity slows, we may very well see continued price growth and quick sales. Largely, here in the metro area, our inventory continues to remain very tight and very similar to the numbers that I quoted nationally. Once the COVID-19 pandemic gets under control, people get rehired. You'll find, starting with sellers putting their houses on the market, and even more buyers begin to come back into the market. Thank you for listening to the Real Estate Voice podcast. I'm Vernon R.E. Jones. Any questions? Feel free to call us at 303-359-8218. And as always, please be safe.